Can you give me maybe just a quick overview of what's going on with all of these unemployment fraud reports?
Well, I'm not sure where they're getting the information from, but it seems like they may be getting it from an area like the dark web that we've heard about before. But it just seems like they're getting information from many state agencies, it seems like. It's like we have had well over 200 of these cases just within the state police alone.
How would somebody know what's a sign or a symptom that maybe your identity has been stolen, especially in the case of an unemployment benefit?
Well, if you receive information, unrequested information in the mail from Labor and Industry saying that you applied for unemployment benefits, or if some people are just getting benefits in their checking accounts, or they're getting a card in the mail that they can use for their unemployment benefits and they didn't even apply for them. Sorry.
So wait a second. What is the point for the scam artist then if, you know, they're using this personal information from somebody else, but then that somebody else that is being scammed actually ends up with that unemployment benefit?
Well, I think that the scammers are trying to get the information, like the card in the mail, but instead if somebody has applied for, say, their taxes direct deposit, and the scammer doesn't know that, it just happens to just go to their checking account. So they lose out. They're hoping to get those intercepted cards so that they can, maybe it's 1 in 100, maybe it's 1 in 200, but they're just trying to get what they can.
Now, obviously, if you didn't legitimately qualify for those unemployment benefits, this, and then suddenly somebody signed you up for them, this could be really detrimental in the future for, let's say, as you're filling out your taxes, or, you know, you suddenly have this money that you're not supposed to have.
Correct. And you can be taxed on that. You need to, if somebody does get scammed out of their, you know, if this happens to them, they need to make sure they notify Labor and Industry, or there is that possibility that they will be taxed on that money at the end of the year, even though they didn't get anything.
So what is your suggestion if I notice that, hey, I'm getting this weird mail, or somebody might have signed me up for something? What's the first step I need to take?
One of the first things you can do is you can get onto, if you have a computer, a website, www.identitytheft.gov, or you could simply call our PA fraud hotline, which is 1-800-692-7469.
Okay, wonderful. Anything else that you wanted to add?
People, just to make sure that they do not give out their information, especially online, or to just somebody giving them a phone call asking for their personal information. If the IRS or somebody else wants your information, they will request it through the mail. They're not going to just send you a random email requesting that information.